Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad 1-4, and more on the topic of acquiring items that are ownerless. So when it comes to acquiring something, you need a Maisa Kenyan, an actual action that effects the transfer of ownership. Typically when it comes to metalin, chattels, movable objects, we're talking about simply lifting it up, okay, called Hagba'ah, lifting it. Now, if you do other things, that won't work. There is, however, another possibility, which is called the Kinyan Chatzer, which says that if something is in your own private property and it's mishtamer, that means it's there safely, no one can get to it without stealing it. It's not going to go away. It's going to sit there and wait for you to come get it because of the fence or a wall, whatever the story is, around your private property. So then your chatzer, your private property, if it's mishtamer, if it's guarding what's there from the side of it, functions as if it's your shaliach, and it acquires on your behalf. Now, you may have heard that a person's dalad amos, the area around him, it's a distance of 4 amos, whatever that is, 6-8 feet, also acquires on his behalf. Now, that is a din derabanan. The rabbis said that if you are standing within dalad amos or something, just by being near it, you acquire it, and was an enactment for the sake of stopping people from fighting. We don't want people to, get into wrestling matches or stuff, so whoever gets there first, Midrabanan gets to keep it, even without picking it up. However, the rule that a person's dalad amos acquires on his behalf only applies if we're talking about not a Rishus HaRabim proper, not a real public place, or not a private property that belongs to somebody else, for that matter. So if you're in the Rishus HaRabim, since there's lots of people there, no one really has their own, discrete, distinct four amos around them, so the rabbi's enactment doesn't apply, because anyways, that'll lead to just as much fighting as before. But if you're talking about, a side alley, a sidewalk, simta, tzidei Rishus HaRabim, where there isn't a lot of traffic, and when people basically stand there, and they're sort of in their own separate dalad amos each, like the corner, between two buildings or something like that. So then, that's where a person's dalad amos do acquire his behalf, and no need to magbia, no need to lift something up in order to acquire it. Okay, so our Mishnah here says, Mishnah dalad begins, Ra es ha-metzia v'nafal aleha. A guy is, going in the Rishus HaRabim, and he sees, a penny on the ground, or a dollar on the ground, or $1 billion on the ground, and he jumps on it to acquire the thing. So, uva acher v'hichzik ba, and another person comes, and hichzik would mean to grab onto it, but in the context of a Mishnah, it can't be just grabbing. It means he grabs it and lifts it up. He's magbia it. He lifts it a tefach, or 3 tefachim off the ground. So then, at that point, it becomes ze shehichzik ba, the one who lifted it up, zachaba, he's the one who gets to keep it. Even though this one lying on top of it, that doesn't matter, because the guy who jumped on top of the money, that's not a mode of kinyan. You don't acquire things by sitting on top or jumping on top, okay? So it's not effective. And since we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, just being within dalad amos first doesn't help you one bit. Now, there is a machlokas here, what happens if we're talking about not Rishus HaRabim, like tzidei Rishus HaRabim on the edges of the thoroughfare where traffic doesn't really go, or at simta, like an alleyway or something, a private path and the like. So many learn at that point a person's dalad amos would work and this whole mishnah wouldn't apply. There are those who ever say, listen, the fact that the guy jumped on it and did a belly flop on top of the money suggests that he's intending to acquire it through the belly flop, through the sitting on top of it, lying on top of it, and not through the mechanism of the dalad amos. So those people learn that since he showed he didn't want to acquire it through the dalad amos method, it won't be his anyways. And so that means going to that approach, it would have the guy who grabs out from under his belly and picks it up would be able to keep it because he acquired it anyways. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the second part of the Mishnah says, although we have this rule that your chatzer mishtamer, your guarded courtyard, if you will, acquires on your behalf, so that normally wouldn't apply, as you'll see, when it comes to a living creature, because if the creature can get in and out of the fence, jump over the fence, whatever it is, it's not called mishtamer to the creature. But if the creature has a broken leg and it can't, so now, as the Mishnah will say, if you're standing nearby and you can get it before the creature leaves, so then the chatzer can work on your behalf and still acquire things. That's sort of like mishtamer compared to that animal because you're right by it because it can't get away from you because of its incapacity. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, Rahu san ratzen acher metzia. The guy who, who owns the backyard or the front yard for that matter, he sees people running after something. They're running after this exciting deer. Achar tzvi shavur, after this deer, truth is that a tzvi really is a gazelle, but whatever, this, you know, deer or gazelle, whatever it is, that's shavur, injured, it's got a broken leg, let's say, so it can't get away, can't move very fast. Or achar gozalo shlofarchu, or you're talking about little fledging birds that can't yet fly, so they can't really get away, and he sees those guys running to grab from his lawn or something, his privately owned lawn, the tzvi, the birds, and he says, Zachsali sadi, he says, no, my property acquires on my behalf. So then, Zachsalo, indeed it acquires for him. This is not where he hears about it in the distance, but he's close enough that he can then go ahead and he can grab the deer, he can grab the bird, because he's standing by. So the point is, it's considered to be Mishtamer, guarded in his backyard, in as much as it can't get away, so it's like stuck there. Okay, because it's got the broken leg, it can't fly away, where the story is. In contrast, Hayatzvi Ratz Kadarko, you just have a deer or a gazelle jumping through the guy's backyard, and even if he has a fence, you know, that's 6 feet high, the deer will just jump right over it. Oshahayu Gozlos Mafrichen, or he's got a fence around his thing, but he's got birds in there that he wants to acquire where they can fly away. Vamar Zachsli Sadi, and he says, listen, I want my field, my property, to acquire this animal on my behalf. Lomar Klum, that statement is not consequential because it's not Mishtamer, it's not stuck. The bird will just fly away, the deer will just jump away. He hasn't got it. So that means it's still Hefker, and if someone else would grab it, it would be the someone else who gets to own it and keep it. Okay? Now, as far as the declaration to say, you know, I'm standing by and the bird can't fly away, and I say the bird is mine, do you actually have to say that? Or can you just even think it? Because the field acts as like your hand and acquires on your behalf, if you will. It's not Mishnah. So the Rambam learns the Mishnah means what it says and says what it means, and that being the case, you have to say verbally, speak out, that your field is kona on your behalf, and therefore if you don't do that, you're not kona, you're not acquiring the animal. That's what he paskins. Tosfos and the Rosh say no. Who says you have to speak it out? Just thinking it should be enough. If it's your field and it's Mishnah Mer compared to where you are, then that'll be enough to acquire it. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the Rambam, you have to speak it out to acquire it, but the Ramah says, like Tosfos and the Rosh, no, don't need to speak it out. If you just think it, that will be enough to have your field acquire this animal on your behalf. You can just then grab it up yourself and keep it. And the only reason that the Mishnah says the guy is screaming, my field acquired on my behalf, is so that the guys who are running to grab the deer that has a broken leg, they'll just stop running. So we won't have a fight over this because it says, too late, I called it first.